will never fail us. Blessed be his holy name forever. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for every one of you that has taken time to log on this evening for our time of prayer and intercession. There is much to pray about. There's much to believe God for and much to embrace, receive from God. My prayer tonight is that we all will walk under the open heaven that God has for us, that any limitation, anything that will subject us to whatever the enemy has purpose will fail, and that that which God has for us will prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I believe it was on Wednesday the Lord had placed a word in my spirit for us prior to studying the passage that we were studying, which was in Ephesians. But we, prior to that, explored a passage found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 34. I'd like for us to go back there today and explore what the Lord shared with us in that particular passage of Scripture. So if you may, go to Psalm 34. And while we look at that passage of Scripture today and pray through that, I would like for us to also remind ourselves of the setting that David was in, which again was him trying to run away from Saul, who was in hot pursuit, wanting to take his life. And he moved as fast as he could away from him, but moved from one problem to another. And that was the situation that we were looking at, that he was in hot, being pursued by an enemy that wanted his life, and that he embraced the protection that he could embrace in himself, in his own ability, how he saw his world at that particular time. And as he fled from one situation to another. The situation he fled to was the situation in which he ran to Gath. And there in Gath, he began to pretend because he was afraid. He began to play the role of a madman. But he came to his senses, his spiritual senses, and he pushed a reset button. And our focus tonight is going to be about that, pushing that reset button. Pushing that reset button. We all need to do that, because the enemy has been in hot pursuit against us. And we need to remind ourselves once again about what it is that we believe and why we believe it. That's of utmost importance. In Habakkuk chapter 3, before we start praying this particular psalm, in Habakkuk chapter 3, starting from about verse 15 through 17, it says here, "Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops." And watch this now. "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls." Verse 18. You'll say, I'm sure you'll say that is a terrible situation, all that is happening in verse 17. From a situation in verse 15 where, you know, it looks like victory and things are happening and, you know, it's one situation after the other, and coming to verse 17 and things not going right. Verse 18 says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Though everything is gone bad, I've made a decision, yet I will rejoice." You never know for a fact what God will allow. Let's look at verse 17 again. "Although the fig tree shall not blossom." If a fig tree doesn't blossom, it's not going to bring forth fruit. "Neither shall fruit be in the vines." That's interesting. That's no harvest. "The labor of the olive shall fail." That's an interesting statement. The labor of the olive shall fail. You see, the olive tree, there are olive trees in Israel right now. If I took you to Israel, and we went to the place called Gethsemane, there are olive trees still there that were there when Jesus, our Lord, was alive. Some of those trees in that area may have been touched by the Lord. But the olive tree keeps on, it's not growing really high, but it keeps on producing new shoots around itself. Laboring, it says, "Though the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat." In other words, nothing is happening. "The flock shall be cut off from the fold." That's which you have is gone. "And there shall be no herd in the stalls." That means you have nothing. Zero. Zilch. Even if that were to be the case, 18, yet, my circumstance is not going to change my resolve to rejoice in the Lord. That doesn't just happen, child of God. No, it doesn't just happen. This is not something you will. This is something you experience because you know that God is good. You may not understand why things are the way they are, and you may not understand why it is that the enemy seems to be getting an upper hand in a particular situation, in a particular area, but your resolve is this, clear cut, outright, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. You and I need to push that button. Circumstances, good, bad, or ugly, are not going to be the determining factor of my worship. I worship God because He is God. I know there is a God, and I worship Him. In Isaiah 41 and verse 10, Isaiah 41:10, God speaks to us. He says, fear thou not. Don't be afraid, for I am with thee. Do you know that if you made a true study of that statement, fear thou not, attached to it is a constant. I am with thee. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Through thick and thin, I am with you. And don't be dismayed. Don't allow yourself to be overwhelmed. I am thy God. And what is this promise to us? I'm going to strengthen you to go through whatever it is that you're going through. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. Yeah, I'm going to uphold it with the right hand of my righteousness. The life of the believer is not a problem-free life. No. Because you're a Christian does not mean that you don't have issues. It just means that you have somebody with you that can see you through those issues, or eradicate the issues, or cause those issues not to come near you, as we see in Psalm 91. But there is the truth. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I need not fear any evil. Why? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know what it says? They comfort me. Yeah. Why do you need comfort? You need comfort because there are issues. You need somebody to just hold you close. And I believe God is working with somebody right now that may be listening to me tonight. As we pray, you need to push that reset button and remind yourself, I have a God who will never fail me. Yes. And He is a good God. At the end of our prayer time tonight, I'm going to ask for the song that we just played just a moment ago to be played again to remind us, God is a God who will not fail us. He's faithful. Psalm 34. Let's begin to go through the passage. Psalm 34. Beginning to read from verse 1. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I bless the Lord at all times. These are prophetic declarations. The man is scared, witless. He's in pursuit by Saul. He's fled. And now he's with Abimelech. And he's fleeing. He's scared. But he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His feelings were telling him to run. His actions were actions of running away. But he was saying with his mouth, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And he's running, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And that confession is what is going to save him. We're going to pray right now. God, help me. Even when I am doing all the wrong things, I'm acting crazy. God, help me to always say the right thing. The right thing that is going to prosper and cause me to experience the reset that I need in my life. Lord, help me to continually praise you no matter what is happening in my life. Will you pray that prayer right now? I don't know what you may be going through right now. Things may be falling apart around you right this very moment. Maybe it's happening at your workplace. Maybe it's happening with your business. Maybe it's happening with your marriage. Maybe it's happening with your children. Maybe it's happening, you know, with your spiritual walk. Whatever the situation is, I'm saying to you tonight that you can begin to say the right thing, even though everything within you, everything outside you is saying something different, and you may be acting different from what you should be acting. Let the words that come out of your mouth be the right words. Lord God, help me to always say the right thing. Help me to continually praise you no matter what is happening in my life, in my job, in my business, in my marriage. Oh God, with my health, whatever it is that is happening, God, help me to say the right things. Help me to say and to proclaim the right confessions out of my mouth. Child of God, it's not a lie. You are saying the right thing. It's the truth. You are speaking the truth, even though your body is fighting against that. But just keep on saying what you need to say, because that's your saving grace right there. Pray, oh God, help me. Help me, Lord, help me. Help me, oh God, to stay steadfast, to be constant, oh God, in declaring what is right out of my mouth, no matter what the circumstance might be. Father, reveal yourself, oh God, to me, oh God, afresh again and again and again. Lord, oh God, remind me, oh God, again and again that you are God, that you are the God who will never fail me, the God who will never forsake me, a faithful God, a God who is all-powerful. Yes, Lord, oh God, many times we might consider, yes, God, you are all-powerful and you see all things, but yet why is this happening? In there, oh God, in that place and in that space, we must yet trust you. Just say, God, I don't understand what's happening, but I trust you. Father, establish within your people, wherever they are right now, oh God, that grace, oh God, to just trust you. In life, in living, in dying, whatever it is, Paul said, I've learned the great grace of contentment in plenty and in lack. This one thing I keep on doing, I forget those things which are behind, and I press towards this high calling, this high mark, and the calling that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, oh God, remind us again and again of your grace and your mercy. You will never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. But David, you're running. Yeah, while I'm running, I'm boasting about the Lord. God is good. God is all powerful. God is all, he's well able to help me. He's my deliverer. He's my peace. But you're running, David. Slow down. Yeah. Time make my boast in the Lord. Let the confession of your mouth contradict even your actions. God, no matter what, help me to keep on saying the right thing. He says, this humble man the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. They're going to hear what? They're going to hear me boasting of the Lord. Is he doing that this very moment? No, this very moment things are going crazy. But he's prophetically declaring that he's going to make his boast in the Lord. And that the humble are going to hear and they're going to be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. David, you're scared. I know it. You're running away from Saul and you're running to Gath. Yeah, I know it. But oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. What is he talking about? He's prophetically declaring what he wants to see. He knows that where he is right now is not where he belongs. And if he is going to step into this new realm, he needs to be preparing that realm of his deliverance. Today, our prayer is going to be this: Lord, help me to prophesy the future I want to experience, no matter what my circumstances. Help me to prophesy the future I want to experience. What future? Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. He's running. We're saying, we're going to magnify the Lord and we're going to exalt his name together. No matter what the situation, help me, Lord, to prophesy the future I want to live in. Let us pray that prayer right now. God, help me to prophesy the future. Your pocket might be empty this very moment, but begin to prophesy. I have a beautiful home. Oh, I see it. I see it. I have a beautiful car. I have a beautiful family. My children are all around me. My home is filled with the bliss of God. My husband is a wonderful husband. My wife is a wonderful wife. We have a great family. We're enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Oh, come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let us go and give him thanks. Let us celebrate his goodness in our lives. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. All my needs are met. Oh, Father, I am given to the poor. I am given to the needy. I am given. Oh, your pocket is empty. Your pocket is empty. No, I am given. You prophesying the future you want to experience. the future you want to live in. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring every circumstance down and subdue it to the authority of your everlasting word. You are a good God, a good shepherd who's leading us. You're making us to lie down in green pastures. There is no lack. There is no lack. There's no lack. There's no lack. There's no lack. Oh, Lord God Almighty, I thank you, Lord, oh God, for the masses of people, the hundreds and thousands of people, Lord, oh God, the billions of people that are rising up together, worshiping you, hearing your word, transformed and renewed, empowered to live victoriously. The blind see, the deaf hear, the crippled, the walk, for the anointing of your spirit is walking and working in us and through us. Father, oh God, governments and leaders and kings bow to the authority of your word. They are subdued and brought, oh God, into alignment. Men and women are worshiping you in private and in the public places. Glory is manifested in our marketplaces. Our children, natural and spiritual, are flourishing. Abundance and beyond abundance, the overflow is where we are. And this is the place. And from this place, we exalt your exalted name, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In verse 4, something begins to change. He says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. How did he seek the Lord? By his worship. The things that happened in verse 1, 2, and 3, when he began saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's how he sought the Lord. It was in his worship. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I saw the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened. They were lightened. In other words, they began to shine. They looked upon him, and they began to shine. Do you recognize that Moses says, God, I want to see you. And God says, if you see me, you're going to die. He says, but I'm going to put you in a cleft. I'm going to put you, and then I'm going to block it, and then I'm going to let you see my backside, the afterglow. And when Moses saw that, his face shone. His face began to shine. We're going to declare here, Father, help me to praise you so I can behold your glory. You see, the word of God says, for your trouble, I'm going to give you double, and my people shall never be ashamed. We're going to ask God, Lord, reveal your glory to me so that I can reflect the essence of who you are. No shame. Double blessing. Pray, God, reveal your glory to me. Reveal your glory in my life. So I'll never be ashamed and I'll reflect the essence of who you are. Pray that prayer. Father, help me to praise you so I can behold your glory. Reveal your glory to me so I can reflect the essence of who you are all of my days, in my going out and in my coming in. Let my face shine. No shame. No shame. No shame. Father, by the authority of your word, let your glory be made manifest. Father, let the reset button now be pushed. So, Lord, oh God, the essence of who you are, oh God, rises in within me. Rise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So let it be unto me according to thy word. Give me a voice, a strong voice that represents you. Give me a face that shows forth your glory. Give me a presence that reflects and shows forth your awesomeness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, almighty God, so let it be done. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Word of God says in verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Bless the man that trusteth in him. Come on. Are we talking about the same man? Is this the same man that is scared? That is at the gates of Gath, you know, scratching the doors, spit running down his cheek, right on his beard, acting like a madman? Is this the same man that is talking like this now? Yes. Your praise resets. If you and I are going to experience a reset, we've got to learn the power of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. You and I seek the Lord, but the Lord says that he is seeking those that worship in spirit and in truth. And whatever God seeks, he finds. We're going to pray here, God, my trust is in you. Help me to have true reverential fear, the fear that honors you. And finally, with this, let your angels that surround me now be made visible to me in the realm of this spirit. And may these angels cause fear. Fear that traumatizes the enemy and brings them to defeat. I know that's a whole lot of things to declare all of it all at the same time. But you need to not only be able to see the angels that surround you, just like the prophet of God saw the angels while his servant is afraid. But he saw the angels of God. And since they that be for us and with us, and more than they that be with them. You and I need to come to that place where we do not just sing the song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, but that we know it. I have a God who is for me, and if God be for me, who can be against me? Lord, I repent of the fact that I forgot for a moment there, because I was looking at what was natural, and I forgot that you are God and that you're on my side, and I need not be afraid. You see, the reality is that the servants of the king said, is this not the king of the land? We are not going to be afraid. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to declare the prophetic declaration of the Lord, even now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we are truly excited about who you are. We are excited about the very fact that you are God. And Lord, oh God, tonight, Father, we place our trust in you. Father, we cry out, oh God, to you, oh God, to help us have that true reverential fear, the fear that honors you, the fear that causes us, oh God, to be reminded that you are above all and that there's no God like you. Father, let your angels, oh God, that surround us now be made visible to us. Let us be aware, oh God, of the protection that we've got. That, Lord, oh God, that the forces that surround us, oh God, are greater than the forces of the enemy. The word says, oh God, to us, the greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, oh God, today we are reminded of the formidable force that you have invested in us. Lord, oh God, may we utilize that which you have placed in our life effectively to traumatize the enemy of our souls. Lord, oh God, let every enemy, oh God, know that we are a people, a no-nonsense people, a people, oh God, that cause them to tremble, to shake, to flee. This day we resist the devil and his cohorts, and they all flee. They come one way and they flee before us in seven directions. They are scattered and completely wiped out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. In 1 Samuel 21, this is the passage of scripture I've been sharing with us in conjunction. And this Psalm 34 is connected to this 1 Samuel 21. It's the same, it's the time that he wrote Psalm 34. It says, and David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. He went to Achish, the king of Gath. Achish means I will terrify. I will terrify. And also means only a man. 2 minutes. I will terrify. Or only a man. When you put that together, what you have is whatever it is that is terrifying you is just a man. whatever it is that is terrifying you is just a man. There's a third meaning that is connected to the terrifying, and it means to blacken. Elkish means to blacken. The idea of blackening is bringing somebody into a realm of darkness where you lose sight of what you have. It also could mean this, to blacken. You know, you've heard, I have a black eye. That means you've been beaten. But it's just a man. Why am I going to be afraid? What is man going to do to me? The devil is defeated. And he's running from Saul and went to blacken. Only a man, terrified, who is the king of Gath. That's what fear does. Fear gets you running in the wrong direction, and brings you to that place of defeat. Achish, the king of Gath. What is Gath? Gath is a wine press. That's what Gath means, a wine press. What happens in a wine press? Wine press is a place of crushing. So while he's running from one person, Saul, he's running to the place of crushing. We are going to declare now, God, I am not going to run, like they say, from fry pan to fire. When you're living in fear, that's what you do. You're jumping from fry pan to fire. Neither place is good. That means you don't need to be in either place. You need to be in God. In God, in God, in God. We're going to declare, God, help me to know where I belong, that I belong to you, and that it is in God that I am fully fulfilled and established. I'm not running this way or that way. I am going to be in God, and God doesn't need to run anywhere. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Then let's do it. Let's just begin to thank God for the grace to just stay our ground. God, I'm not going to run from fry pan to fire. God, help me to know where I belong, that I belong to you. It is in God that I am fulfilled and established. Praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, oh God, that there is a clear awareness, Lord, oh God, of this truth, that there is no fear in you. There is no defeat in you. That I need not run from one place to the other. It is the devil that goes to and fro, seeking whom he will destroy. But Lord, oh God, I don't move to and fro to be to be running here and there, Father, oh God, and tiring myself out. But Lord, oh God, I am established in the word of your truth. And Lord, oh God, able to cut down every enemy. Therefore, I bring every thought subject to the obedience of Christ. And I declare, I know who I am. I am a child of the Most High God. I am dead in Christ, buried with Christ, risen with Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and all powers, all rulers of the darkness of this world, and all spiritual wickedness, born of your Spirit. And that which is born of your Spirit is above all. That which is born of your Spirit is like the wind. You do not know where it's coming from or where it's going. Oh, because it is invisible. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the grace of God to move, oh God, in the realm of invisibility where the enemy is not able to locate me at any time, in any place, because your presence has possessed me. I give you praise for all things. In Jesus, my sovereign Lord's name, I call it so done. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, before we go further in this passage, this is what the enemy saw about David. This is what David had forgotten. He says, and the servants of Achish said unto him, is not this David the king of the land? Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying Saul had slain his thousands and David his 10,000s? Is that not what they were confessing? He says, and David laid up these words in his heart and was so afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So afraid that he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands and scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. But this is what they said. We're going to pray a prayer right here. He says, they said, is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him, saying in dances, saying Saul had slain his thousands and David his 10,000s? David's response, he laid these words in his heart. It should have just stopped there. He reminded himself, he remembered, yes, that's who I am. But when he remembered that that's who he was, that he was great, he became afraid. Afraid of what? Of the king. Oh my, now they know who I am. They're going to kill me. No, no. You are so great that the enemy is afraid of you. And our prayer focus here is this: God, help me to know who I am and not to play the role of the fool by being afraid because I've discovered myself. So what does that mean? Listen, you can find out who you are and become afraid. And that's what happened to him. Oh my, I'm so great. What's going to happen now? We don't want to do that. We want to be aware of who we are and make our boast of the Lord. You see, when he said, I will make my boast of the Lord, he was prophesying that future that was now going to counteract all of his fears. May our confessions today set us up for higher ground living, far above principalities and powers. Far above principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. We are far, far above. Relax. How can I put it to you this time? I saw a news clip not too long ago. It was pre-pandemic, I guess. It was this kid out in a zoo, and they were in a building that had glass, thick glass. And this wild tiger or leopard or whatever it was, or a lion, I've forgotten what it was coming. It's coming. The kid is right by the glass. And this animal dashed and went after him and hit the glass. Everybody started taking off. But the fool was the animal. It could not touch him. Even though he was very visible, the animal could not reach that child because there was protection. God, help me to be aware of who I am and recognize that I am protected. Amen? Let me recognize who I am and recognize also that I'm protected. I'm the king of the land, and king of the land is protected. I'm the king of the land, and Saul, who's a king there right now, he slew his thousands, but I've slain tens of thousands. Wait a minute. Was that true when they were saying it? That was a prophetic statement. All he had killed was Goliath. But the prophetic statement was about his future. Lord, let me be aware of who I am and recognize that I am protected and that my destiny, it's the last statement concerning that, my destiny and God's divine purpose for my life surely will be made manifest. I shall not die before I fulfill God's design plan for my life. Amen? I'm going to live out my life as God has purposed it. Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Your prophetic word, O God, over my life is manifested, it is fulfilled, it shall not be delayed. God, help me to know who I am and not to play the role of the fool. Lord, oh God, I will not be afraid because of what the enemy has purposed, but rather I will be bold and I will be strong and I will fulfill your divine mandate for my life. I thank you, Lord, oh God, that I recognize who I am in you. I realize that I'm protected. My destiny, oh God, is fulfilled. Your divine purpose for my life shall surely come to pass. It must be made manifest. I will not die, but testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that in the presence of my enemies, I will live fulfilled Thank you, Lord. A table is prepared for me. Bless your holy name, Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my sovereign Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 34 again. Psalm 34. We were in verse 8, I believe. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. In verse 9, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. What is the foundation to those statements in verse 9 and 10? Fear the Lord. We prayed that prayer before, but I want us to hit on that again. A true reverential fear of the Lord that makes it possible for me to lack nothing. No lack in my life. I have a reverential fear of God. What is this reverential fear of God? It is connecting with the person of God and recognizing that whatever it is that God says is the truth, and that I'm called to obey him. If you don't have a fear of God, then you don't have the fear that causes you to obey. If God says, honor me with your tithes and your offerings, if I don't have a fear of God, I do whatever it is I want to do and act whichever way I want to act. And because I don't have that, then if lack comes into my life, guess what happens? You don't then just start fearing God. What that happens is start acting crazier. Just like the man who was given talents and said, I know that you are difficult and just a hard man to deal with, so I went to bury whatever it is that you give to me. This is exactly what you give to me. Here it is back. But the ones that had a true fear of God, watch what they did. They invested whatever it is that they had, because that fear was a fear of honor. So let's put it this way. Oh, honor the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that honor him, that have reverence for him, that believe him. Verse 10. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger. So we're finding out here two things that you're not to experience because you honor God. You're not going to lack, and you're not going to be hungry. You know, in the world that we live in right now, there's a major push to cause you not to be faithful to God. If you're going to eat, follow the dictates of man. Follow the spirit of Achish. I know, because I've lived it. And even this afternoon, Mama was saying to me, we need to get somebody to come clean out the freezer. Just empty the freezer out again. We just emptied our freezer, I don't know, two freezers maybe about 6 months ago. And as we are emptying it, it's filling up. I think the miracle God started many years ago, He's still doing it. No lack. No hunger. Trust God. Let God do something. It's still God. Five loaves and two fishes. Have you forgotten that story? Have you forgotten about the pot of oil and flour that did not run out? Child of God. These things are not in the Bible just because God wanted to put something in the Bible. These are things that you and I can experience. Driving on empty gas tank for a whole week on empty. I have experienced that. And are you going to threaten me with something? Excuse me? God is well able to do that again and again and again. And if He says, no, I'm not going to do that, well, yet will I praise Him, yet will I rejoice in Him, yet will I joy in the Lord and recognize that He is my salvation. But you start with a true fear of God, true reverence for God. I cannot trade my experiences with God. For the world. I know He is real. And I'm not saying it because I'm a pastor. This is not a job for me. This is a life. And I know it's good. And I know it's true. And I know God is faithful. And I want to encourage you tonight to have a true fear of God, because in Him there is no lack and there's no hunger. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, 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 shall not want any good thing. Pray, God help me have this reset. I need to have a true reverential fear and honor for You so that the full impact of the benefit of that is manifested in my life at all times. No fear, no doubt. Just living the life and enjoying the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Pray. Hallelujah. Kadebo shekele brasakotabai. Lord my God, oh, the experiences I've had with You. How You have kept, how You have walked me through these experiences. Father, I thank You. I thank You. I thank You. I thank You, Lord, because You are still doing it now. Blessing without measure. May I always, O God, live that life, O God, that truly honors you, true reverence for you. For your plan and your purpose, O God, is for me never to lack, to hunger, to thirst, to want any good thing, because it's all provided. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I have a true reverential fear of you. Help me to experience this reset. No fear, no doubt. Just living the life and enjoying the goodness of God in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just pray a few more points. Psalm 34. As we begin to wrap, so much more to pray. Because the fear of God, this true reverential fear of God, is of utmost importance. He says to us, come, ye children, hearken unto me, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. He says the fear of God is taught. And so what does he say to us? What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil. Hallelujah. Keep thy tongue from evil. Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. This same statement is restated to us in the New Testament. By Peter. If you're going to see many days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Peter tells us very clearly, this is the way to live. This is the key to your spiritual well-being. Don't let your spirit be captured by the enemy that you begin to express your way in that entrapment. 1 Peter 3. And verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, if you are going to love life, love living, not living in frustration, you're going to see good days. Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Verse 11. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Watch this. 13. And who is he that will harm you? Who is he that will harm you? Who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? That's God. Let me teach you the fear of God. And David tells us all those things that Peter said. So this, we're going to stop here tonight. We're going to say, God, and we started from that place, God, help me to prophesy my future. Let me say the right things. We're going to say, God, take full charge of my tongue. Let my tongue never speak evil. You know why that's important? When your mouth is speaking evil, you are positioning yourself to fail. Listen to this. In verse 8 of 1 Peter 3, it says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Verse 9, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, or instead, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called. You are called to the blessing, that ye shall inherit a blessing. In blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply you. The true fear of God reminds us that without the blessing of God, I am done. Since God is looking, verse 11 and 12, God is spotting, checking to see where you and I are. See it. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Notice, the eyes of the Lord are over the what? The righteous. His eyes are on the righteous. He's focused on you. And his ears are open unto their prayers, the prayers of the righteous. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God hears my prayers. God is protecting me. But he is against evildoers. Bible says, evil shall slay the wicked. That's what it says. The Lord is for me. Hallelujah. So, this last prayer tonight is going to be this. God, I want my tongue under control. Total control by you. Because man, as a man, you cannot, the tongue, no man can tame. We can tame all kinds of animals and all kinds of other stuff, but the tongue no man can tame. But God can tame it. So we're going to say, God, I want my tongue tamed. And if God is going to tame my tongue, guess what? He has to tame my heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the deal is this. God, fill my heart with your prophetic declarations. Let me see that which I am saying in the spirit of truth, so that I say nothing contrary to that. You know what God says? We are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And as we behold him, we find out that we are like him. Let me wrap it up this way. If what I am seeing is founded in what God has placed inside of me, then what I am seeing, when it comes from God, is the truth. So in wrapping up this particular prayer, I want to declare this. God, let me see what you are seeing, for what you are seeing is the truth. And when I'm saying what I see, which is the truth, I do not speak lies. Because the lie, which is the fear, the lie, which is the what the enemy wants to do, it's not what I'm saying. That's not my focus. My focus is what God is doing. My reverence is on God. And I'm not going to be distracted. If you see me being caught up, you get the double portion. God, let me see what you are saying and say what you are saying. I can do nothing except what I see the Father doing. That's what Jesus did. That's what I need to do. That's my prayer tonight. Is that going to be your prayer? God, let me see what you are showing so that I don't say anything else of what you are saying. Take full control of my tongue. Pray that prayer. Hallelujah. Father, I am not led by circumstances. I'm not led by what I see in the natural. I am led by your spirit. And your word is spirit and it is life. Therefore, Lord, O God, this day I thank you, Lord, O God, that my eyes are open to see you and what you are doing. My ears, O God, are open to attend to your will and to your purpose. Lord, everything about me is focused on you. So, Lord, O God, I declare, O God, not only over my life, but over the lives of your sons and your daughters. Everyone, O God, listening to me right this very moment. Everyone joining in agreement in this prayer focus. I pray, O God, that we will be very aware of who you are, what you are doing, and because our focus, oh God, is on you, and we are not distracted by circumstances, by the noise around us, by the activities of the world, but Lord, oh God, that we've seen what you are showing, Father, we are telling the story of the picture that we see. And as we are saying it, we are living it, and Lord, oh God, we see nothing else but what you are declaring, that which you are showing. Lord, God, our eyes are open to you. Our eyes are open to what you are doing. And Lord, oh God, our mouths are filled, oh God, as testimonies of, oh God, of your glory. We make our boast, oh God, of you. Father, in Jesus' name. So it is done. Our eyes are open and we are declaring what we are seeing. Our ears are open and we are declaring what we are hearing. Lord, oh God, our ears are deaf to the things that the enemy is trying to do. And our eyes are blinded to the things that the enemy is trying to show. For we look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. As lovers look into each other's eyes, so now we look, O God, unto you. We are in this place of intimacy with you, and we see nothing else. The Bible says when Peter saw the storm, he began to sink. Lord, we see no storms. We see and we behold you, and we are being changed, and we are being transformed into the image of that which we see in you. Our God is a good, good God. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his grace. We thank God that is helping us to prophesy our future. He's taking charge of our tongues, and our tongues will never speak evil. Thank God that his word is alive within us, and he has total control over our lives. Our hearts are filled with his prophetic declarations. Thank God that what he's saying is what we are saying. And we say nothing contrary to the word of God. Hallelujah. He's showing us what he's showing us, and we are saying what we are seeing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we'll wrap up this evening with the song that we started out with, The Faithfulness of God. And as this song is being played, I want you to begin to honor God with your giving. Just respond to him from the depths of your being. Let him know that you are truly thankful for his manifold blessings that have been richly bestowed upon your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Fail me now, you won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for every one of you that took time to participate tonight in our times of praying and intercession. I want you to be encouraged, no matter what your circumstance is today. I pray and I trust that you heard something tonight on how to reset. We're going to be having the Reset Conference in just a few days from now. I want you to send the information far and near. Let others begin to connect with what God wants to do. I don't know if you know it. The day of Pentecost was a major reset. The disciples were all scared and afraid and locked in. But when that reset button was pushed, they started to speak boldly and lives were forever changed. The church was birthed. The greatest force in all the world was birthed by God. You are going to have your reset. Reset in your home, reset in your spiritual walk, reset in your family, reset with your finances, reset in every area. Miracles are going to happen, and your life will never again be the same. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. Hear the conference message. See the shattered glass coming back up, all put together in that video. Amen, amen. Get ready for your reset and begin to pray for that conference. But many will come and experience their reset all around the globe, in the continent of Africa, in Eastern and Western Europe, in North and South America, in Australia, in the great subcontinent of India. Miracles. We speak the peace of God over Jerusalem and thank God for the turnaround for the people of India that are going through a major shakeup right now with this virus. And wherever this virus is ravaging lives, we thank God for a reset. God will do something amazing for us. And grant us a break. We need a break. Amen. God bless you richly. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Good night, everyone. And at this time, we will look and chat with those on our Zoom lines. God bless you. Good night.